Hello, this is the exotic vet, Al speaking.
Hi Al, my name is Steph. I'm calling from BVAC Vet Emergency. We have one of your patients, Fudge Bourne, who's presented. I was just hoping to get some advice or just to make sure I haven't missed anything.
Just bear with me. I'll see if I can get Dr. Vanessa to go through some of the findings with you and can kind of liaise to help you guys through.
That'd be wonderful.
Just bear with me a second. I'll pop you on hold. I'll be right back.
Vanessa here. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Vanessa. How are you? It's Steph here.
Yeah, good, good, mate. Are you having the sort of morning we're having?
Potentially. Yeah. A bit wild.
Yeah. I'm looking through Alison's. So you've got Fudge, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You've got.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen her for respiratory distress before, but we have seen her for really quite bad UTIs.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what she presenting with.
So she's presenting with tachypnea and increased effort that's progressed over a 48-hour period. So they lost Brownie in September. They got a new pig. She's about 3 years old from a guinea pig rescue. She's been there for about a month. A little bit of friction initially, but they've been great ever since, getting along really well. She said Fudge has actually had way more energy. And then 48 hours ago, her respiratory effort started to increase, and Alison's really concerned because it looks just like Brownie did.
So when I saw her as an annual health check back in April, there was only, I've written here that there were slightly muffled heart sounds, which honestly is the only thing you'll sometimes hear if they've got a heart murmur.
Yeah, right, okay.
So you don't actually hear a murmur. You just hear, it's like flabby almost. It's like you don't get crisp, clear sound.
I was actually going to ask you if guinea pigs get gallop rhythms, but
So I would, usually if I'm presenting with stuff like this, I would just assume there's a very high likelihood of AV incompetence, usually left-sided. But also they get dilated cardiomyopathy chronically.
Yeah.
So we sometimes don't pick up the valvular problem early, and dilated cardiomyopathy is how it ends up. So they're never getting adequate cardiac output, and they do do well on pimobendan.
Okay.
So I usually start them low. I'd go as low as 0.3 mgs per kg, so it's still higher than dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a few where I've incremented it right up over a space of just even a week to mm-hmm. sort of one to two mgs per kg. And that sounds ridiculously high,
mm-hmm.
but in some instances, it's what's necessary to regulate the heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that would be a first. Furosemide always, and mm-hmm. 4 mgs per kg, IM.
Mm-hmm.
X-rayer, just see what you're dealing with. And the 4 mgs per kg IM furosemide works within 10 minutes. You're probably sooner.
Okay.
So we just sit them in an oxygen box with a bit of cucumber or lettuce, something that's high water,
mm-hmm.
And then just reauscultate, because honestly, in that short time, you'll probably have clear lung sounds.
Wow, okay.
So they're very quick to respond mm-hmm. to the treatment. It's just
okay.
the ongoing management that gets a bit tricky.
Yeah.
So I've given 4 mgs per kg 4 times in probably put it out to 18 hours, something like that, in the really unstable ones. But honestly, it's normally one or two doses about 20 minutes apart, and you've got clear lungs.
Okay, and then you
usually
continue it how, like orally?
Ongoing
or?
BID, yeah, ongoing mm-hmm. BID for the first week, and then we just check them back in and see how we're going so they can go home on it for sure.
Okay.
And I would start pimobendan if you've got any suspicion. Honestly, when we put the ultrasound on here, I'm obviously not a cardiologist, but we'll usually pick up left AV incompetence with our little Doppler ultrasound, so you might see that. But I'd start pimobendan anyway. Honestly, it's not really going to do any harm. If I've heard that back then, it's very possible she's decompensating now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I did think it was odd that she didn't have any nasal discharge. I'm like, she looks respiratory, but she doesn't have a nasal discharge. That's weird.
Yeah.
Cool. That's good to know.
Sometimes, so conscious RADs never knock them out, obviously.
We do
a standing lateral.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's quite adequate. You can't honestly, realistically assess the heart size, but you can see the dorsal lung patterns. And we do, so a conscious DV and a conscious standing lateral, both
mm-hmm.
sides if you feel it's necessary. For a workup, and then make an assumption if you've got your typical alveolar pulmonary edema pattern.
Yeah, sure.
And yeah, treat them just like they're a dog in congestive heart failure. Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
No
that
worries.
Is fascinating. Thank you so much, Vanessa. Yeah. I really appreciate all of that advice. That's awesome.
I appreciate you seeing her and having on her oxygen and
yeah, that bit's easy.
Stopping a fourth emergency for the morning from arriving and me having knowing what to do with it.
Yeah. Oh well, yeah. Advice is always easier to give than having to do it all. And then
it is.
Yeah,
it really is. It's
yeah,
no, that. Thank you very much.
That's my pleasure. I will keep you posted with an email once we have made some plans.
Thanks, mate. Alison's a lovely, really good long-term client as well. She's very realistic. She will take anything on board. They won't necessarily spend anything, but they will definitely do everything they can to make sure. So I can't see her saying no to any of that, put it that way.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
All right.
All right. I will go and have a chat with her.
All right, mate. Thanks,
Stephanie.
Excellent.
That's my pleasure. Bye.
Okay. See you. Bye.